Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Can family members who don't live together, but who have been fully vaccinated, gather together and share a meal in one of their private homes without masks and social distancing?
These are the types of questions I get more than any other. When can I see my family again without needing to worry about potentially getting them sick? It's been a long year for all of us, and in many cases, it's been so much harder because it's also meant that we've had to keep our distance from loved ones. But there is some good news, and I'm excited to share it with you today. Now that more people are getting vaccinated, the CDC has also updated its guidance to allow small gatherings of family and friends under specific circumstances. So today, I wanted to walk you through that new guidance, explain how it came about, and also explain what it says about what people can and cannot do once they are fully vaccinated. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. And this is Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction.
We've been through a lot this past year, and with more and more people getting vaccinated each day, we are starting to turn a corner.
That's Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She's director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Monday, she explained that there is growing evidence to suggest that fully vaccinated people can begin to gather in small groups in two very specific situations. So let's go through them. The first is if every member of a household has been vaccinated, they can gather in small private settings with people who are in households where everyone has also been fully vaccinated. That kind of makes sense. And they can do it indoors. They can do it without wearing masks. They can do it without physically distancing. Here's Dr. Walensky again.
If you and a friend or you and a family member are both vaccinated, you can have dinner together, wearing masks, without distancing. You can visit your grandparents if you have been vaccinated and they have been too.
The CDC says that in this situation where everyone is fully vaccinated, the risk is low. The other scenario is a bit more nuanced. If every member of one household is fully vaccinated, they can get together with those in another household, even if members of that household are not fully vaccinated. That's as long as no one in that second household is considered high risk.
This means that none of the unvaccinated people or any unvaccinated members of their households, for example, are an adult over age 65 or have an underlying condition such as cancer, heart disease, or diabetes that could increase their risk of COVID-19 related hospitalization or death.
So let's put it like this. Let's say in your house, there is you, your spouse, your kids, and none of you have been vaccinated, but you're all under the age of 65 and you don't have any other pre-existing conditions that put you in a high-risk category for developing severe COVID-19. Now, if your parents have been fully vaccinated and are the only two in their household, you could still have them over for dinner, indoors, without masks or distancing. Again, your household has not necessarily been vaccinated. The grandparents have. They could come visit and have a very normal sort of dinner, indoors, without masks on. The key here is that it's just two households getting together. Now, if you wanted to add another household into the mix, let's say your brother's family, who, like yours, also has not been vaccinated, then at that point, the CDC still recommends wearing masks, physical distancing, and practicing other prevention measures. Now, if you've noticed, I keep repeating the phrase fully vaccinated, because that is important. That means it's been at least 2 weeks since your second dose of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine, or 2 weeks since your single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Only then are you considered fully vaccinated and thus fully protected. The other important thing is this. This guidance is all about small private gatherings in your own homes. the CDC has not yet changed any of its guidance on larger gatherings, on public spaces, or on travel. In those scenarios, we still need to avoid being together indoors and also remembering to wear our masks and physically distance whenever possible.
The recommendations issued today are just a first step. As more people get vaccinated and the science and evidence expands, and as the disease dynamics of this country change, we will continue to update this guidance.
This is just the first step, as Dr. Walensky said. There will be additional steps, and they will likely be tied to the percentage of Americans who are vaccinated. This is all good news. It does mean that some people will be able to see and hug friends and family for the first time in a year without the fear of getting anyone sick. It also means that the vaccines are doing their jobs and bringing us closer to the end of this pandemic. But this is just the start of our slow return to normal. These guidelines will help us balance the risk to those who have not yet been vaccinated with the benefits of resuming everyday life. Until more of the country is vaccinated, though, we still do need to be cautious. That means continuing to physically distance and to wear masks in most situations, except for the two situations I talked about today. If we can stick to those precautions for a while longer, as we wait for more people to get vaccinated, life's going to get back to some sense of normalcy sooner rather than later. I've said it from the very beginning. We will get through this, and we'll do it together. If you have questions, please record them as a voice memo and email them to asksanjay@cnn.com. We might even include them on the next podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.